You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Chelsea Duggan, the founder of MileStar Babies, which is designed to meet the needs of busy parents. The brand's educator design lessons focus on encouraging children to discover, synthesize, and create. MileStar Babies believes that every child is an amazing individual who learns at their own pace. Mirroring a multiple intelligence theory structure, MileStar Babies strives to reach every learner how they like to learn. Kid tested, parent approved. Chelsea, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So for the benefit of our new listeners, please give us a summary about MileStar Babies.
Well, MileStar Babies is an opportunity for parents to create shared memories of learning fun with their kids. You can play and connect 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Our lessons come straight to you, and it really gives busy parents the opportunity to model learning for their child, as well as to really have ownership over their child's education.
What would be some of the key features that make MileStar Babies so appealing to parents and children?
We work with a multiple intelligence theory structure, which we have to thank Howard Gardner for. And basically that says that kids learn in a multiple different ways. So you might have a learner who's very logical, or a child who's very linguistic, or a child who's very kinesthetic and likes to move around. So the content is presented in all of these various ways so that the kids who are really active are going to learn just as much as the kids who like to sit down and really work with language or work in a different way. As well as that, it gives the parents the opportunity to recognize how their child likes to learn, because you'll start to see the patterns of, oh, they really do well on the musical lessons and they seem to get more out of them. Another great feature is that it's 15 minutes. We're not looking for burned out babies. We're just looking for the kids to have fun and make learning easy and make them confident in their learning. And so you can do those 15 minutes when you're together, when you have time. You don't have to do it at a specific time of day. And we offer customization on our lessons where the parent can give us feedback. If you're getting lessons that you love, we'll give you more of those. If you get ones you don't love, we can know and make sure we customize them further to your needs. And I think the best part is that it's less than your cup of coffee for the day, which I'm trying to finish mine now. So I think it's great to keep it cost effective for parents.
Yeah, and the principles of emotional intelligence are the center of your brand's distinctive appeal. Tell us more about that, if you would.
Well, we're focusing right now on the 0 to 3 age range. And at that point, the parent is really a super parent. The child wants you before they want anybody outside. Their friends and their teachers aren't yet a real impact on their life as much as the parent is. So it really helps the parents and kids connect at that emotional level. And according to Kids Health, young children imagine without reason, so they dream bigger dreams. They're able to really kind of go after things. There's nothing stopping them yet. And so what a great time for a parent to connect with a child and help them really gain confidence to know that they can try new things and they can take a step and take an adventure, and it's okay if they fail because the parent is right there to kind of help them. Hey, let's try again. And there's studies coming out of the Center on the Developing Child from Harvard University talking about how, you know, the strong influence of early experiences really makes an impact on a young child's brain architecture. And so it's those greater opportunities really help their brains develop.
Today we are joined by Chelsea Duggan, the founder of MileStar Babies, which is designed to meet the needs of busy parents, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How can parents incorporate the core concepts of MileStar Babies into their busy schedules?
You know, we really work on taking advantage of the time you have together. You know, the Harvard study also talks about how kids need to develop focus and self-control, which is a great thing to be able to work on in these 15-minute segments. So as we mentioned before, we have lessons for a very active child, a very active learner. We also have lessons that are going to help that active child learn to focus and concentrate and do something that isn't super active and running around. So there's something for everyone in there to really master different skills. The 15-minute segments make learning fun and easy. There is no pressure. And you know what the great part is if your child is really engrossed for the 15 minutes, we have extensions that you can take it further if you want to. You know, but it's flexible learning. If you miss one, it's not a big deal. You can make it up when you're ready, or you can move on to the next one. There's just no pressure behind it.
How do you use MileStar Babies with your own children, if you don't mind me asking? And is there a favorite lesson plan that your children enjoy?
You know, we have a lot of fun in our house. We sing and we dance and we count and we laugh. And, you know, I'll start, you know, from the beginning of our day, we make breakfast together and we measure out the ingredients and we count the raisins, and we've learned to trade 5 raisins for 1 chocolate chip. And, you know, we sing a musical scale as we count our paces to get to our chair. And, you know, those are just sort of little things we incorporate with our day. Now, if you're talking about getting more into an actual lesson, our current sort of favorite activity is sink or float. And at bath time at night, we go around the house and we choose, each child chooses an item, and we make a hypothesis. Will this item sink or will it float? And we make our hypothesis, and then as we get in the bath, we throw it in, and we find our answer. Did it sink or did it float? And you know, it's such a great opportunity for the kids because they get to decide. They hypothesize. They think about it critically. And then after we find out our answer, did it sink, did it float, then we question, why did this one sink or why did this one float? Why do you think that is? And then we've got sort of a running list on the side of our bath that's getting quite water-worn, but with all the items that we've tried and our answer, did they sink or did they float? So it gets the kids to think outside the box and think in different ways, and then they're making connections. Hey, you know, how come this float, these two items are similar and they both float, and these two items are different and they both sunk, or, you know, they're questioning and making those connections. So that's certainly a lesson we've been enjoying right now. And another lesson, my eldest son is just starting to make those steps into learning to read. And so, you know, we take his favorite book and we've written the words from that book on stars that we hang on the ceiling in his room. And so as we are looking up at night and we're reading the book, we can look up and see some of the words from that book. So then we're just, it's like a matching game. So, hey, you see the word the in the book, and then you see the word the on the star on your ceiling. So it's just giving that, you know, it's taking the bedtime reading just one step further, but it's helping him to recognize those words and just to feel confident. Hey, I see this word here, and I also see it here. It's not pressure. It's not you have to read, you have to do this number of books. It's just fun, and it was easy to do and put together.
And very creative, I might add. Finally, why is MileStar Babies a great way for parents to kick off the new year with education in mind?
You know, as we talk about the sink or float activity, once you start modeling things like scientific inquiry for kids, it really becomes second nature for your child to question, and their creativity becomes endless, and they learn to think. And so I think as parents start modeling those things, they can really find other opportunities in their day. You know, they might be at the grocery store and they can question their child on something and help it go that step further. And you can just see the opportunities. And so then it's not like frustrated learning. It's just easy and it's fun. And I think, you know, going into the new year, who doesn't want to make a commitment to spend shared learning time and just really memory making with their kids? And I think having a chance to do that in 15-minute segments makes learning fun and just easy.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about MileStar Babies online?
Yeah, I'd love for you to check us out. We're at www.milestarbabies.com.
Simple enough. It's been good to have you back. She is Chelsea Duggan, the founder of MileStar Babies, which is designed to meet the needs of busy parents. The brand's educator-designed lessons focus on encouraging children to discover, synthesize, and create. MileStar Babies believes that every child is an amazing individual who learns at their own pace. Mirroring a multiple intelligence theory structure, MileStar Babies strives to reach every learner how they like to learn, kid-tested, and parent-approved. And the website of reference, once again, is simply milestarbabies.com. Chelsea, thanks so much for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and happy holidays to you and your family. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you are certain not to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.